dog looked up, saw the farmer, and thought he'd show off.
Rosie Flickinger clicks the film strip ahead when she hears the beep. It's a story told and sung by the late Pete Seeger.
Singing way down south in the Yankety Yank, a bullfrog jumped from bank to bank just because he'd nothing better for her to do. He stubbed his toe, fell in the water.
Flickinger, a librarian, started the so-called Film Strip Festival 10 years ago when the Traverse City Film Festival was young. It's really just a couple showings of film strips.
I like it because it just brings you down back to when you were a kid, and it just kind of slows you down a little bit.
The event is for kids, but adults often attend out of a sense of nostalgia. She'll even have adult-only showings from time to time of film strips that might not be appropriate for kids these days.
The depiction of smoking and drinking and, you know, abusing children or animals or things that might have been standard in folk tales of, you know, even 50 years ago or even 25 years ago. It's our perception of what's appropriate for children has really changed. You know, I don't want to sanitize every single thing. I'm a big fan of the Brothers Grimm, but you have to be sensitive to what your audience wants, too.
It's a low-tech medium, for sure, but Flickinger often ends a children's story time session with a film strip. Flickinger says film strips started to disappear around the mid-1980s when videotapes were popular. That makes the strips, the projectors, and even the screens hard to get these days.
I love my screen, and over the years I've used 5 or 6 of them because they rip and tear, but they're getting harder to find too because they don't make them anymore.
Flickinger has been contacted by people all over the country looking for old titles. But they're not easy to find, and there doesn't seem to be much of an effort to save them. There is the Film Strip Preservation Project in Utah. It's the effort of one guy, B.C. Sterrett.
Film strips, to me, are interesting because they're really another form of time capsule. You get to see how things were once taught and what people once believed.
Still, Rosie Flickinger says she'll do what she can to keep this medium alive.
As long as I'm still here and I can find the bulbs for my machines, I will continue to show film strip stories. It really does kind of slow you down and take you back to a simpler time.
Flickinger will show film strips at 4 p.m. Wednesday and 1:30 on Saturday. Both showings are at the East Bay Branch Library. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Tom Carr.